Yeah, so growth equity is sort of somewhere between sort of traditional venture and traditional buyouts. We, in the growth equity space, are providing capital for our portfolio companies to grow and to typically get to some type of an exit. And so the deals are sort of a combination of what you would normally see in a sort of venture capital deal and what you would normally see in like a buyout type situation.
We come at it from a little bit different perspective. We're more of a structured equity investor, meaning that our funds are very flexible and we can invest in multiple layers of the capital structure. For the first 22 years of our existence, we did nothing but non-control investing, and oftentimes it was growth-oriented capital for founders or entrepreneurs or management teams that needed capital for a variety of reasons but didn't want to give up control and weren't looking for an equity partner to come in from that perspective. So we use combinations of debt, sub-debt, as well as equity in our investments. The times when we do invest as a non-control investor from a growth perspective, we're really looking for opportunities where managements or founders are not really interested in taking money out of the company but are going to retain that money for whatever growth perspective they have. It could be any number of things that they do. But that's kind of how we look at it from the growth perspective. We are, as an investor group, are much later stage, I think, than what Jeremiah is.
I think I'd only add to that a couple of the other hallmarks are they're generally minority deals. We're not talking about controlled transactions usually. Usually they're profitable companies, either now or shortly expected to be. One of the things that distinguishes growth equity from venture.